Kia ora. Kofil Smitho. Nau mai ki te whare. Welcome to the House. Tuesday was a long day at Parliament. In fact, it dragged on until lunchtime on Wednesday, at which point MPs had a quick feed and then plunged back in for Wednesday proper. But during the long Tuesday, quite a few things got done. The House managed two first readings, most of five second readings, and two committee stages. You might want to know what the first readings were, because you will soon be asked for feedback on those. One of them aims to enable a trusted framework for online digital identities. That one has wide support, and the other one bans the live export via shipping of stock animals. That one's more contentious. But rather than focus on those, I thought something else on Long Tuesday was worth noting. It's an example of why it's always worth considering making a submission to a select committee. Because they do actually listen.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the Films, Videos and Publications Classification Urgent Interim Classification and Prevention of Online Harm Amendment Bill be now read a second time.
The bill in question was that one. The Films, Videos and Publication Classification Urgent Interim Classification of Publications and Prevention of Online Harm Amendment Bill, a name that most speakers seem to enjoy attempting just to see if they could get it all out.
Clearly, Mr. Speaker, this has got to be one of the longest titles of a bill in history.
Let's have a go.
Because everybody else has.
I'm going to give it a go. The longest bill name. The Films, Video and Publications Act
Urgent Interim Classification of Publications and Prevention of
Online Harm Amendment Bill.
Which I will not repeat because I want to say a couple more things.
The bill's another law that results from the Christchurch mosque attacks. This one aimed at giving the official censor more power to stop the spread of that kind of live streamed video. This was a second reading, the one where the House considers changes to a bill that are recommended by a select committee, changes they suggest after hearing public feedback. Here's the committee chair who looked after the bill, National MP Barbara Couriger.
So what it does is it grants the Chief Censor the power to make swift, time-limited, interim classification assessments that can have legal effect for up to 20 working days.
That's now. The first reading version of this bill had another aspect, an internet filter that would try to weed out illegal content proactively. Here's the responsible minister, Labour's Jan Tinetti.
It became clear to me that there was, from the Select Committee submissions, that there was a high level of concern around the filtering provisions and how that they would work. And so both Select Committee and Cabinet agreed to my recommendations to remove sections 119L to 119O and all references to the electronic filter, including the regulations in the bill.
Labour's Tangi Utukeri.
We did hear from 22 submitters orally, and the majority of those concerns were around the filter provision. And so I do want to acknowledge the Minister, the Honourable Jan Tinetti, for working closely with the Select Committee. I found it to be a very collegial opportunity for members of the Select Committee alongside the responsible Minister.
At the first reading, the bill had been opposed by the National Party and by ACT. National MP Barbara Couriger again.
I always admire a Minister that sees a problem in a bill and make some changes to do something about it.
Labour's Glenn Bennett.
When I came into this House a year ago, today actually, was my first day here, very much it was around how do I be constructive, how do we work together for the betterment of New Zealand, and hearing those conversations that were just had, hearing Melissa Lee's critique and work, and hearing the hard work of the Select Committee really very much shows me how we can work together and make our nation a better place.
Speaking for the ACT Party, Nicole McKee noted that her party were still opposed.
What we don't support is unnecessary laws that will potentially criminalise everyday people going about their everyday activities, posting unsuspecting, objectionable material and being prosecuted for it before it's been made objectionable just because they shared it.
You've been listening to The House. E te whakaranga koe ki te whare, he hutaka apuake nā teitahi pūtia awhina nō mai i te paramata. Mā te wā.